Is this Jeff? Hey Jeff, this is Steve calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today? Good. Hey, I know you're busy. I'm not really
Eagle Crane, this is Rich.
Hey Rich, my name is Julian. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Hey, not looking to take a lot of your time. I know you're busy. Just want to follow up on a finance offer we mailed out to your business about 2.5 weeks ago. Just want to follow up on that. Looks like I have you pre-approved based on your past history financing with People's United Equipment Finance in 2011. Does that ring a bell?
Okay. Who do you guys usually go
through? Yeah.
Yeah, we do. It's not a random thing or anything. We actually pre-selected you based on your history and your positive DNB credit profile. So I'm just reaching out to different businesses here. Want to see, you know, what kind of plans you might have coming up that I can help you with. Like I said, you're pre-approved. It's for both equipment and capital. So, for example, if you're looking to bring on some new trucks, you know, for the summer, other sort of machinery, I can definitely help you.
Okay.
Yeah, do you have any plans coming up?
Yeah, I'm in the process of buying a newer 50-ton crane.
Newer 50-ton crane?
$240,000.
50-ton crane, $240,000. Are you replacing an old one?
Yeah.
Okay, how long do they usually last you?
Well, the last one lasted me 8 years, and it still has life in it. I mean, I just got a good deal on it, so I thought I would get the new one and sell the old one.
There you go. Is the new one starting to get expensive, like with maintenance, or?
No, it's just I got such a good buy on this, I couldn't pass it up.
Yeah, so did you already get it delivered, and you're just looking for financing on it, or?
Yeah, I have it in my yard. I don't have ownership yet. I pretty much was going to finance it through People's United, but I haven't signed the documents yet.
Gotcha. Do you already have an offer?
What kind of interest rates can you offer?
I'd get you the best interest rate that you qualify for. We're not looking to make. We don't make a lot of money on one transaction. I'm sorry?
You said you've looked at me and I'm pre-approved.
Yeah, we didn't run your credit or anything like that. You just fit the profile of a business that would be a good match for us. So I just wanted to check in, see what we can help you with. Yeah, People's United, they're a good company. I think we can get you a good deal though, based on, you know, what it kind of sounds like. What did you do in sales last year?
Oh, not a whole lot, $750,000 or so.
Gotcha. And, have you been growing or is it kind of like up and down?
It's been steady the last 3 years.
Steady last 3 years. Okay. Are you trending to do about the same this year?
Yeah, I think we're going to come close.
Yeah, well, that's good. Honestly, man, I help a lot of businesses in the trucking industry, and a lot of them aren't as in a good shape as you, to put it simply. It's an industry thing. Yeah. So if you're consistent with what you did last year, that's actually really good. So you already have the equipment there. You just need to get it financed. Did you say you already have an offer with People's United?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Do you know what kind of rates or terms you have with them?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
What are they?
I ain't going to tell you that. You got to beat it on your own.
Okay.
Anybody can beat the price. I mean, I could lie to you and see if you can beat the lie.
You tell me 2% and I'll lie to you, say I can beat it. I'm just kidding, man. Hey, I like the way you do business, man. That's totally fair. I can get you an offer typically within 20, well, it's Friday, probably by like Monday or Tuesday, and we can see what we can do for you. Have you started, you haven't started using the equipment yet, right? It's kind of pending, or?
No, I just picked it up. A friend of mine brokered the deal, and it was a local close by deal, so I just picked it up and drove it.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. And you said it's a new machine, or is it slightly used?
No, it's a 2014.
Okay, gotcha. 2014. Okay, yeah, so it's not very old at all.
30,000 miles and 1,900 hours.
Okay. How many hours do you usually get out of those?
Well, I got 9,700 on my old one, and I think it has about 50,000 miles.
Okay. So you're still going to be using your old one, right?
No, as soon as take ownership and insure this new one, I'm going to put my old one on the market.
So. Gotcha. Okay. Is the new one like more efficient? You think it's going to make you some more money? Like faster or anything?
No.
Okay. It's just newer. You just want
to replace the same thing.
Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what. All we need it's a simple one-page credit application I can send you. We need 6 months of bank statements just to make sure you have positive cash flow, and then the previous year's tax return. Do you already have 2015's tax return? It's totally fine if you don't.
No, I'm pretty sure no.
Okay, no problem.
Do it till September.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's totally fine. In fact, most businesses I help haven't done 2015 taxes either. Have you filed for an extension?
Oh yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Let me see. Rich, what's the best email address I could reach you at?
Rich@goeaglecrane.com.
Goeaglecrane.com?
Yes.
Go Eagle Crane. Okay. One question I forgot to ask you. How would you rate your credit? Is it kind of good, bad, in the middle?
Last time I looked wasn't that long ago. It was around 710, 720.
Okay, cool. So it's just above average. That's awesome. All right. Do you have a quick minute? I can just put you on hold really quick to get your senior rep, just to get you a little bit better feedback on what you're looking for. They might be able to give you, a little better feedback, as I said, kind of point you in the right direction. I think we can put something together for you here, but I can get you some quick feedback. Do you have a quick minute?
Yeah, I'll wait.
Okay, Rich, hang tight, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Good.
Good. This is Jeremiah. So I was kind of hearing a little bit of what you're looking for. I was wondering if you could tell me just a little bit more about it here. I know Julian was mentioning you were looking for a crane.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking. I found one. I have
okay.
one.
Okay, good, good. So you're looking to, did you lease it right now? You're looking to purchase it, or what's the exact?
I'm going to purchase it.
Okay.
I'm purchasing it.
And 240K. And do you you have the vendor? You guys already have it delivered at your property now?
Yes.
Okay. And who do you normally go through when you bring on pieces of equipment like this?
People's United.
People's United. And have they given you a rate yet? What they can do for you?
Yes.
What did they give you?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay, no worries. Well, I know that we help out a lot of business similar to yours and getting these types of equipment as well. Typically, our rates start mid-single digits here. How would you rate your credit? I know Julian was saying around 700s.
It's 710 to 720. I don't know exactly what it is.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, good for you. And you guys have been around for 8 years?
Since May of 07.
May of 07. Okay,
that's
good.
That's 9 years, isn't it?
May of 07, 16. Yep, 9 years. May of 07. Okay, good. Now, with this crane, how much are you guys bringing in as a return on this crane here? Are you guys charging? Are you renting it out, or are you just using it for your projects?
No, we rent it out by the hour with an operator.
Okay, rent it out. Is it a popular item? Did you have to bring it on because you have multiple customers looking for it?
Well, yeah. Okay. I'm really just replacing an existing 50-ton crane that's 8 years old. And okay. I'm just, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So is this crane that you're purchasing, is it new or used?
It's used.
Okay. That's not a problem. United finances used equipment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, yeah. So the best thing for us to do, our process is actually very simple. It's just a short one-page application, 4 months of your business bank statements, and your most recent tax return. If I can get Julian to send you an email here, how soon do you think it's you can get that back to us?
Oh, I could probably get it back right away, but can you just give me a pretty good idea of the terms? Because if they're not as good or better than what I'm getting, there's no point in us both either of us wasting our time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we do anywhere from 3 to 5 years. Okay, so it's obviously to what you want. I can get you a 3-year term, a 4-year term, or a 5.
And they're letting me do a 5-year term, and they're letting me put no money down.
Okay, we can do that as well. We even have, I mean, you know, just to kind of go off what you said with your credit score, we even have a program where I can get you a 90-day deferred on the item there. Do they have the same type of thing?
Yeah, they do, but you pay for it in the end, so what's the point?
True. You were going to ask me something else?
So why don't you just shoot me an interest rate based on what I've told you, just assuming it is true. I know if your number's good, I might find it
here's
the best interest to proceed on my end.
No, absolutely, and I get it. With United, is it an actual approval or is that a proposal?
No, it's approved.
Okay, good. Okay.
I mean, this will be like my 12th deal with them.
Okay, so you've done business with them before. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, here's the thing. We have a policy where we either match or beat, you know, your competitor. So, I mean, the best thing that I can do is if you send that in to me, the approval that they gave you, my goal is to beat it, obviously, right, to get you the better deal. But I need to see it. So if you could send that in to me, I can beat it. I just need to see it. That's what it comes down to. And then pretty much have, you know, look up everything that you're telling me and make sure it all matches up here as far as, you know, credit, time in business, your bank statements, all those documentation I would need. And then we're going to try. We want to earn your business there, Rick. So we understand that you've done business with United before, but we're in the, you know, we're a relationship business bank. And we do want to build that relationship with you.
Well, I'm not going to send you their proposal because, you know, I don't like that done to me. That's just not the way I roll.
Okay, well, why don't you just tell me?
Anybody can be, anybody can meet or be. That's no.
Okay, well, give me a number of what I have.
To do that.
Well, give me a number that I would have to beat to see if I can beat it. And I can tell you if it's possible.
Okay. 5%.
Okay. It's definitely possible. Okay. We have a top tier program where it's 90 day deferred. It's less than that. I want to say it's about 4.5.
Okay.
Okay. That we can get you on a 5-year term.
Okay. With no money down?
No money down.
Okay.
So the best thing I can say, yeah, I'll have Julian. I'll tell you what, I'll have Julian send you over the paperwork. You go ahead and fill that out, and then I can get you an answer in about 24, 48 hours. That way, we can, you know, I'm sure you want to get it wrapped up pretty quickly. And then we just take it from there. To be upfront with you, we'll tell you if you qualify for that program or not. We're not going to sit here and try to waste your time. We don't want to waste our time either.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? So we'll send. I'll have Julian send that over. Does he have your email?
Yeah.
Rich@goeaglecrane.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Rich, you have any other questions for me?
Nope.
Okay. I'll send it. How soon do you think you can get that the info back to us so we can go ahead and get your file ready?
I can probably have it to you tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we'll go ahead and I'll let Julian
Saturday,
know.
I work on Saturdays.
Okay. So. Well, you're a hardworking man. Working on Saturdays?
Yep.
Well, money doesn't take a day off, so I understand it. But okay, Rich.
Get along in the tooth, man. I gotta get to my retirement.
Hey, I'm not mad at you. I understand it. That's a good thing. That shows you're a good worker, you know, a hard worker, and I understand you need to make that money, so.
All right, bud. Well, send me what you need, and I'm sure the taxes are already scanned in. It's just a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's just
to you and bank statement, so I'll probably have to scan in and get that.
Perfect. All right, we'll see what we can do. Thanks again for your time there, Rich. I'll have Julian send that over.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.